Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Tukurairangi Morgan says he's honoured to be returned for a further term as chair of Waikato Tainui's Te Arataura Executive. It means he will have oversight of the tribe's High Court action against the Crown, seeking declarations to affirm the rights and interests of Waikato Tainui and the corresponding obligations of the Crown. He says it must protect its settlements, which are the basis for present and future development.
We have a three-headed government that is out of control, and more especially, I have a huge concern with the racist approach people like David Seymour continue to drive his crazy agenda. So, you know, I mean, I know where the target is.
Tukurairangi Morgan says Waikato Tainui is looking at investments in green energy as well as major tribal housing projects. Northland Regional Council Deputy Chair Tui Shortland says the coalition government may be too late to achieve its target of undermining Māori wards on local councils before the next election. The government wants to bring back the referendums which had slowed the establishment of Māori wards since the option was put into the Local Government Act more than a decade ago. Ms Shortland, who represents Te Raki Māori Ward, says councils have been through the statutory representation reviews for the 2025 local body elections.
So for Taitokero, for Northern Regional Council, we're already having it. And this is the thing that we need to keep in mind, is that government can say one thing, but actually they've delegated sovereignty to local and regional government to carry out certain mandated work.
Tui Shortland says the government can change the laws through the parliamentary process, but it takes time and could have to overcome challenges to the courts and the Waitangi Tribunal. Māori academic Ella Henry says the appointment of Jacinta Ruru as the University of Otago's first Deputy Vice-Chancellor Māori is a great step for the sector. Professor Ruru from Raukawa, Ngāti Ranginui and Ngāti Maniapoto teaches both entry-level courses as well as building a thriving Indigenous law postgraduate program. She's also a former Fulbright Scholar and has won a Prime Minister's Supreme Award for Excellence in Tertiary Teaching. Professor Henry from Auckland University of Technology says she's already made a significant contribution to Māori knowledge.
People have accused Māori academics of being elite in some way, but the reality is you learn the story of all of our backgrounds, our whānau, our histories. All of us come from very humble backgrounds. We are all in the tertiary sector to make a difference for our people, and I have nothing but the utmost congratulations for Jacinta. She's a fabulous, awesome woman, and I think she's going to make a real difference down there.
And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!